Jeff Flora. I'm CEO of the Southwestern Association. We're headquartered in Kansas City, Missouri, and our members are equipment dealers, ag, construction, outdoor power dealers, as well as hardware stores. And our members are located in Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico.
That organization puts on the Western Farm Show. Tell me about the show.
Thanks very much about mentioning the show. It is our biggest event that the association owns and is involved in. And the unique thing about the show from our perspective is a couple of things. First of all, it allows us to have a relationship with the suppliers and manufacturers that work with our dealer members, our retail dealers. So it gives us an opportunity to work with those folks in a little different environment than the environment that we work with for our dealers, on behalf of our dealers and dealer advocacy issues. And then the other side of it is that the show allows us the opportunity to become engaged more with agriculture in general. And we've really taken an approach over the last few years to be more advocates, to talk about what's going on good in agriculture, trying to educate the general public and even people in rural America about the opportunities in agriculture, particularly working in our members' dealerships, farm equipment dealerships, when we're talking agriculture, which is related to the farm show, of course. I think we've done a lousy job over the years, in our industry anyway, in telling the story about agriculture, and not very many people understand the opportunities and the technology that's taking place and what's going on in agriculture and what a great industry it really is.
Jeff, what would you say the centerpiece of the show is, the Western Farm Show, for those that maybe haven't been there or haven't been there for a while?
Well, it's 52. This will be our 52nd year coming up the end of February in 2013. I think the centerpiece is that we're all about the local communities, rural communities, family farms. And a lot of people talk about, as you know, they talk about corporate farms and that sort of thing. Really, what's going on is there are a lot of corporate farms, but they're family farms that have just gotten bigger and they've incorporated for tax purposes or estate tax purposes or whatever it might be. So all of the people that are buying farm machinery and farm equipment from our members and that are attending the farm show, for the most part, are family farmers. So our show is all about rural America, families. This year we've introduced a new brand for the show, Heart of Ag, and we're excited about that. I think it kind of tells the story about what we've been about for 52 years.
This stems from a relationship that you have with the American Heart Association. Tell me how that came about and what's important about that for rural America.
Well, it's an interesting story. A very, very dear friend of mine who lives on the East Coast is on the national board of the American Heart Association. And he and I golf a couple times a year. And here 2 years ago, one of the guys that was on our golf trip with us had a heart attack on the golf course. And John, my friend, and I ended up taking our friend and calling 911, and we're very engaged in getting our friend proper care. And thank goodness John was there. I didn't know what to do, but John did because of all the information and education that he'd learned as a board member on the national board. So when I got back to Kansas City, I met with the Kansas City office of the American Heart Association at John's urging and found out that February is American Heart Month. Heart disease is the number one killer in rural America. And the fact that February is Heart Month and that it's the number one killer in rural America, and most of our members' customers are out working in the alone and long hours and very seldom probably go to the doctor like they should and get checkups and those kinds of things. And the fact that we have a health and safety roundup area as part of the farm show that we cooperate with Diane Olson at the Missouri Farm Bureau, it just made sense. So I've been working on this project for about a year and a half, and we're bringing it to the farm show this year, full-blown. American Heart Association will be an important part of the health and safety roundup area. We're going to raise money. We're going to make some donations from the farm show and just try to bring more awareness and make this a major part of the show.
There's a tractor pull involved here. Tell me about that.
A couple of years ago, we hooked up with Outlaw Truck and Tractor Pulling Association out of Carthage, Missouri. And I think we're only the second indoor show in North America that has a tractor pull, and it's proven to be a really nice tie-in. For years and years, we've been trying to hook up with a tractor pull as part of the farm show, and we weren't able to do that because Kemper Arena, which sits right next to our American Royal Complex, was always in use. And then when the city built the new Sprint Center in downtown Kansas City, that opened up the availability of the Sprint Center, which allowed us the opportunity to hook up with Doug Roberts and Outlaw Truck and Tractor Pulling Association. Has been a huge success. This will be our third year that we've had the pull. It'll run Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. Our show runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday during the day. So folks end up, our show closes at 5 o'clock. They're able to go right across the street to Kemper Arena go to the tractor pull, and a lot of our people that attend the farm show are tractor pulling enthusiasts and enjoy the show, so it's been a really nice tie-in for us.
National Cattlemen's Beef Association is represented here as well because there's a low-stress livestock handling demonstration that's involved. Tell me about that.
Well, we've, again, working with those folks. The first year we did it, we were a little disappointed with the crowd. Last year, I think we doubled or tripled the crowd that we had and the involvement. So we're going to keep doing that. We work very closely with MFA, who's also a major sponsor of our show this coming year. And I think that whole livestock piece of our show, given, even though as we were talking before we went on the air, the troubles that the livestock folks have, livestock's a very important part of agriculture, particularly in Missouri. So we're very excited to have the folks involved in it, and we see growing involvement, and folks really enjoy seeing that part of the show, something we'd never been involved in until a couple of years ago.
You say 52 years that the show has been going on. What kind of growth are we talking about there?
Incredible. I think the biggest thing, and again, going back to my earlier statement about the fact that we've not done a very good job in agriculture in general telling our story, the biggest thing to me is technology. I had somebody ask me earlier today about what does equipment cost. And, of course, along with technology, it comes cost and all of the requirements for emissions and those kinds of things. But the gentleman who asked me about the cost, and I was telling him about the technology, and he said, well, if I was sitting in a $400,000 tractor and I was in the field, what would I be doing sitting there? And I said, you'd be sitting there. You wouldn't be touching anything because the equipment today has got auto steer, and all you do is program in where you want to go, and it takes off, and all you're there is just in case something bad happens. But you're not touching anything. And he couldn't believe it. He grew up on a farm. So I don't think anybody realizes the technology, the level of technology. And if you consider all the industries that are involved in the world, agriculture's got to rank right up there with seed technologies and equipment and maybe, you know, medicine and space exploration. And those kinds of industries are probably more advanced, but not much. It's pretty high-tech stuff. So that's number one.
Along with that, you were talking about a relationship that you have with FFA. What part do they play in this show?
For years, we've invited all the FFA chapters in Kansas and Missouri to be a part of the show, and each year we have anywhere from 75 to 100 chapters attend the show on Friday usually. Our show runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and we encourage those FFA chapters and their advisors. We provide them with free tickets, and then I guess probably 5 years ago we started some education, about a half-hour education. When the young people came to the show, we immediately brought them into Wagstaff Theater, which is a theater setting, and we talked to them about careers in agriculture. We provide scholarship for a graduating senior that's going into agriculture, and then we just talk about what's available at the show and who they ought to maybe be visiting and that sort of thing. And then last year, we started what we call our Border War, and we've got the Kansas FFA chapters competing against the Missouri FFA chapters as to who can raise the most food for harvesters. And interestingly, the month of February, the national FFA is having a food drive. So this year, the food that's gathered for harvesters as part of the FFA chapter battle will go towards their goal of raising food for the national FFA contest at the same time. So it's a very worthy cause. And last year, we were able to get more than 4,000 pounds of food gathered, and the Missouri chapters won. Lone Jack, Missouri, was a winning chapter, and we presented them with a check for $500 for use for their chapter. The interesting thing I want to mention there is our intent was that we would provide this cash award to the FFA chapter that they could use any way they want. And the really interesting thing was that the Lone Jack FFA chapter, when they received their $500, they said, gee, who should we give this money to? Somebody for a needy cause. So we thought that was really something special. But neat to be working with those kids and their advisors and the state people with the state FFA. We think, once again, people that are going to be working in our industry, a lot of them come through the FFA chapter. So it's a really nice pipeline for us to be a part of what FFA is trying to do and hopefully help our members in our industry too.
One more time, when and where is the show?
It's at the American Royal Complex, just west of downtown in Kansas City, Missouri. Dates in 2013 are Friday, Saturday, Sunday, February 22nd, 23rd, 24th. Show hours are 9 to 5 on Friday and Saturday and 9 to 4 on Sunday. And then, as I said earlier, the tractor pull takes place Thursday night before the show opens on Friday morning, and then again on Friday and Saturday night when the show closes.